This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston gave his first State of the City address Monday. He focused on issues facing the city like housing.
If we want to keep the mom and the grandma and the college graduate in Denver, we can. But we have to choose it. And we have to fight for it.
The mayor talked about his affordable housing program that voters will decide on in November. More than 5,000 acres of the U.S. Army's Pueblo Chemical Depot are now owned by Pueblo Plex. That's the agency charged with redeveloping the site. Pueblo Plex CEO Russell DeSalvo says that's a big milestone.
It's a huge opportunity for Pueblo to utilize these assets that were once owned by the United States Army for economic development purposes.
The first parcel of land is near the center of the site. DeSalvo says eventually the entire 23,000 acres will be transferred as environmental cleanup is completed. That's likely to take decades. A call with the group Black Women for Political Action would normally include a couple thousand people, but 44,000 people got on the call Sunday after Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris for the Democratic presidential nomination. Bianca Emerson is with Black Women for Political Action, and she was on the call.
Kind of reminds me of the excitement around Barack Obama. And I think what really inspired me was that it was putting fire back into the election.
The group made an official endorsement for Harris and raised $1 million on the call. This is CPR News.